The rebounds. I'm worried about the rebounds. We got out rebounded, and those rebounds, but we got out rebound 15. That gave them an extra probably 10 shots. We shot 58 times. They shot 71. That's usually a flip flop. Usually we get 71, they get 58. I mean, I know they didn't play the starters that much. And the second team came in and did the job. You know, cut a 12-point lead, won the game. And our energy level wasn't what it was like we had in Vegas. I don't know if they're tired or just, you know, the 2 days took an effect. But win's a win.
Talk about that last possession there with Shane with the ball. Pop one down. Looks like.
She did everything right, but what happened was, since they were doubling Brooke down low, you saw they were triple teaming Brooke. So what I wanted to happen was, Brooke to go set a basket for the five, and to leave the lane open, because they're concentrating on Brooke so much. I don't know why, triple team, they don't triple team Cole. She goes up, but Brooke left too early on the shot clock. So when she left early, Shea started to go. She was so anxious to go, and she was feeling it a little bit, she went too soon. So Brooke probably should have gone like at seven, and then that way she would have got a layup. Instead, she had to pull up for a jump shot.
Did you feel like you saw what you needed to see? Everybody got playing time.
Yeah, I mean, everybody got a lot of playing time. The subs are 17 minutes, 15 minutes, 16 minutes, 15 minutes, in a nice flow. It wasn't like 3 minutes at a time. They played a quarter, played 5-minute stretches. So, I mean, we still have a couple more days of practice, so we'll see some more stuff.
We've had a couple of games now with Dewana playing too, and just had two really pretty good games.
Yeah.
I know you're hitting really high on her to begin with. She's doing what you expected her to do.
Yeah, I mean, she's great in the open court. You saw when she's going for those layups, like she's about to go dunk it. But she's real long, she gets steals, she gets block shots, and she finishes around the basket. She got hit last game a little bit, so I didn't want to play her that much tonight because I don't want her to get re-injured. She got hit. She took a charge in Vegas, and it hit her, and she was a little sore. So I didn't want to get her, hit again.
So what do you need to do now, as far as getting ready for the season to start?
Get healthy. You know, all the little nicks that you get from the little nicks and injuries you get from, training camp. Get those cleared up. She just got a little bruised knee. You know, got bumped in the knee, so I didn't put her back in. She's fine. Just get ready to go.
So talk about your player-on-player defense there, especially in the first half with your starters.
Well, if you see now, we're real aggressive on the traps,
yeah.
Which is paying off. We did everything right. If you saw it, we made them take bad shots, but we didn't defend after the shot was taken, which is to get the ball. So your whole object is to stop the ball, stop the shot. They got a hard shot. We did everything right, so we get the rebound. So that's how they got all those offensive rebounds. I think they got 17. 17 offensive rebounds.
30-10, is that from that?
That's from getting offensive rebounds, putbacks, free throws, and ones, and getting a second shot. So the initial defense was fine. We just didn't finish the whole play to get the ball.
Is that hard trap? Is that something that's part of your system?
Yeah, because we have long players with Dewana, Tanj, Cole is very fast. Brooke is moving well. So, you know, when Odie gets back, she's also long and can move. So what happens on that is we're so aggressive on the ball. The things you give up is the kick out pass, but we're fast enough now to cover it and take the shot, gotta get the rebound. That's the main thing.
Seems like they were a step quicker to the loose balls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got all the offensive rebounds, they got the loose balls. We didn't have the same pop we had in Vegas. In Vegas, it was the same type of game, so we got the loose ball and we got the offensive rebounds and it were breaks for us. That's about, 20 points for us if we get those balls and go. So.
Talk about Allison's impact on the game when she came in last.
Well, she definitely is. She definitely is a tall player. She changed a couple of shots down there because I think it was Sue Bird went in there a couple of times, and she was straight up. She couldn't get the shot over, and she got a couple of rebounds. So she did well. She did well.
How's she moving?
If you saw in the game, she ran down Gerald's for a layup. Gerald's had an open court layup. She ran her down, changed her shot. That's hard to do for a big player.
You talked about getting healthy, and you mentioned Olby. Do you have a timeline on her?
That's a doc. I'm not a doctor, so the doctor has that. You ask him that question, I'm sure he has an answer.
Has she been doing any kind of
practicing?
Or,
no, she can ride the bike and do things that the doctor says she can do. So I guess if the doctor's here, if you talk to him, but I don't know what the doctor's going to say.
So you mentioned before the game today's up-tempo and easy shots and turnover. How did you evaluate today's game?
We didn't get up-tempo shots. We turned the ball over. and we did easy shots. We got none of them.
So you're not satisfied?
No.
What about the shins? You said no turnover. Take care of the ball.
Yeah. I think she had one turnover tonight, which was one where the other turnover was, I think they call a foul on her, which it wasn't a turnover, but the other one, she tried to get in a post pass. It was a bad angle, and that's the only turnover. She had a layup, which was a big-time layup, and a nice jump shot.
How was it? Was she handling the ball?
Fine. She was fine. No turnovers on the ball handle.
Anybody have any other questions?
Thanks, Coach. Thanks.